I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Do you know what a space psychologist is? I didn't even know that was a job title until I read about Aya Whiteley in Diana Pasulka's book, Encounters. In addition to being a psychologist, Whiteley is also a skydiver, a scuba diver, and a pilot. She began her career helping pilots transition from using those little dials in the cockpit to using advanced AI technology. You'd think it would be about technical skills, but there was a much greater issue. Previous to the new technology, all pilots learned to become dependent on their own skills, judgment, and intuition. Those who didn't do that didn't live to tell about it. So to now ask these same pilots to trust non-human judgment was like asking us to jump into a self-driving car and feel totally safe. Whiteley's next job as a space psychologist was helping astronauts learn to cope with the unfamiliar environment of outer space. Consider that approximately 600 astronauts have left Earth's atmosphere and gazed back at our planet from a new vantage point. NASA learned that treating this experience strictly from an objective point of view, without studying the psychological effects, was sometimes disastrous. Some astronauts became alcoholics, had their marriages break up, or had nervous breakdowns. You might think this would just be from the stress of a highly demanding job. But sometimes seeing the Earth from outer space had the opposite effect. Some astronauts became priests, and Edgar Mitchell founded IONS, the Institute of Noetic Science, an esoteric institution studying consciousness. So it wasn't stress that created the overwhelming effects of seeing the Earth from outer space. It was simply the emotional reality of being detached from the little blue marble we call Earth. Astronauts have described this experience as palpably electrifying, similar to the Hindu or Buddhist concept of samadhi, or numinous, being simultaneously dreadful, fascinating, and difficult to describe. Most of us will never have this experience, which space psychologists call the overview. And I suspect we can't even imagine the psychological effect it would have on us. So how does Whiteley help astronauts cope with seeing Earth from outer space so they can continue living their everyday lives once they return to Earth? Perhaps the accounts of saints and yogis performing incredible actions like levitating or having out-of-body experiences offers some answers. Saints and yogis are often described as doing very ordinary things, like working in the kitchen or working in a garden. Now, I don't believe that these things were done simply as humble service to the community. Instead, I believe these activities were necessary to ground them after experiencing extreme events. The astronauts who had positive reactions to seeing the Earth from space grounded themselves by using that experience to create new and better ways of living for themselves and others. Creating IONS gave Edgar Mitchell a safe and literally down-to-earth way to approach phenomenal things he couldn't understand. Whiteley says seeing Earth from space is one of the most extreme experiences an astronaut can have. But it's not the only one. Astronauts have to sign non-disclosure agreements because, as Whiteley says, they see lots of weird stuff in space. So think about it. We exist on a small planet in a vast ocean of galaxies. How does that make you feel? If this idea sounds scary, then maybe it's time to look for ways to ground yourself so that you can stay curious about what's out there. And in the meantime, I'd say, there's no place like home on this little blue marble in the universe. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.